most people have email accounts or they bank online or all of their lives is somewhere in zeros and ones. What goes wrong when they die?
Technology is way ahead of the law in every state in this country, Mike.
Should you make up a list with your passwords for your survivors or your lawyer or your executor, or is even that not simple?
They should always have a list of all of their user IDs and passwords, that they should always update those lists. And one of the reasons is in case something happens and they either die or they become disabled in some manner. For example, they have a stroke that impairs their ability. I might be giving advice to our listeners that violates the terms of the service agreement that the person who created the account signed.
So that if I go bad, nobody can go into my email account and access anything that's there?
Well, that's a question that everyone really needs to decide for his or herself early on. Do they want their spouse, their children, their significant other, their parents, or anyone else to have access to every single account they have? Many people have what I'll call an electronic diary, their Dear Diary account. And that's their separate Gmail account for the part of their life that they don't want to share with others. Maybe it has to do that they are a member of AA and nobody else knows. Maybe they like to gamble and they have an account that they don't want anybody to know about. Maybe they have an extramarital relationship. So it's a very difficult question in many instances that only the person who today is well mentally and physically can decide. And really, people need to make those decisions, just like every other aspect of estate planning, with being mindful of the fact that we never know when all of a sudden everything is going to change and we cannot access our own accounts.
Can't you just tell these companies they've got to do it?
We absolutely cannot, and this has been a topic that is being taken up by the Uniform Law Commission, also known as the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. This is an independent body that has existed for 124 years to try to bring uniform law proposals to each of the states for consideration. So, very recently, there has been an act, the Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, a.k.a. UFADA, that was introduced in 2014 as a template, as a model for each state to adopt to help judges like me help executors, administrators, trustees, and guardians of people's property and person. There's been a revised UFADA that just was issued September 28th of this year, which tweaks some of the technical provisions. But most states have been reluctant to adopt UFADA or even a version of it that some in their state have proposed that tweaks UFADA. There are a series of impediments to this. First of all, many of the access providers, the Gmail companies, all of the email providers, they believe that federal law trumps or preempts most of the state orders that a state judge would issue with or without specific legislation. Additionally, there are civil libertarian groups that are very concerned about the passage of UFADA-type legislation for the reasons that have to do with people's personal privacy.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, surrogate Barbara Howe has been here, and we've been talking about the collision between the cyber age and the age of classic wills and trusts. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.